Now, I'm just going to take 10 minutes of your time. The young people, what stands between them and a very nice snack is me. What stands between you and perhaps making the student union before it closes is me. So I want to be very brief. But I want to say to you as parents that we really count it a privilege to be able to spend a week with your children. And I want you to know that we care and we love your children. We care for them as if they were our own biological children. We've spent many years working with them. Some have graduated, they're now in the adult Bible study. But this week, the Lord had led us to an exercise to look at Gideon. And I want to just give you these two words that have been presented to them this entire week. Will you be overcome, or will you be an overcomer? And in the book of Judges in chapter 6, I just want to read this one verse. And it says, two verses, and it says, it speaks of Gideon, that he threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And then it says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. We know the conditions of this particular time were very dire. The people of God had sinned against God, and he had put them under the hands of the oppressor. And we read that they were greatly impoverished. And I want to say this to us as adults and parents. We need to be sensitive to the days in which we live. God has given us much. We have the Word of God. We have the people of God. The Lord Jesus is at the right hand of the majesty on high. We have great resources in him. But we're also mindful of the fact that the enemy is all around us. And God has given to us these wonderful children, some who are in elementary school, middle school, high school, and others who are at university. And the people of God have to be conscious of the fact that the enemy wants to place us in an impoverished state so that there is nothing for God, and that our young people and our children do not have a right way set before them. But what we set before the young people this week was that in the midst of the enemy, where they had taken all of the substance of the people of God, and it's not just that they were impoverished, the Word of God tells us that they were greatly impoverished. They were bankrupt. They were poor. There was nothing there for God. But to be an overcomer, we have before us Gideon. That in the midst of all of this, there was a young man who was threshing out wheat next to a wine press. You know, you don't thresh out wheat near a wine press. But the Word of God says that he was there because he was hiding it from the enemy. And we challenged our young people this week that to be an overcomer, it is an individual exercise. They have to determine in their own hearts that while there might be poverty all around them, while the enemy might have taken his place, there needs to be Gideons that are found amongst the young people, found in local assemblies, found in the homes of the saints, so that there is something that is provided for the heart of God, the heart of the young person, and the heart of their friends and family members. We were encouraged to find that the angel who drew near to Gideon said to him, "Thou art a man of valor." And what we noticed and taught to the young people was that this expression of Gideon had come even before there was a battle that he waged against the enemy years later. We encourage them to understand that first there must be this relationship with God before there can be the public service for him or on his behalf. The private setting where Gideon was is akin to his own personal time with the Lord Jesus. Oh, there with the Word of God. And we reminded them that in the book of Judges, it is where the greatness and the power of God is seen in contrast to the weakness of men. And there's also the prominence of the Word of God. And I want to tell you, dear older ones and family members, that right here at this conference, that there have been young people that have been changed. That we've sat up in the dorms with at night. Young people that have come struggling to this conference. Homes sometimes in great struggle. And therefore our children are struggling. Some who have gone into that far country. And they've recognized that there's the marks from being out there. But they have come and they have sat under the Word of God. And they've heard of Gideon. And they've heard of his faithfulness to God. And how God was able to use him. And how there was the discovery that Gideon wasn't alone himself. There was the point where there were 10 others that Gideon took with him. That when Gideon was positioned by God to go and to listen into the camp of the enemy, that God said, you know, perhaps you are afraid. He says, but take your servant. And we don't read of the servant saying anything to Gideon, but he was there in moral support for Gideon. Young people have come to us, and we've had private meetings where they have poured out their hearts. They have wept. And they have openly confessed to God that they are not where they should be, but that they are coming home. I want to tell you, dear saints, it is nothing that any of us has done. It is a divine work of the Spirit of God. That when this book is open, Brother John reminded us of that verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, that God is faithful. And we want to give this charge to you as family members, dads and mothers and grandparents and older brothers and sisters who should be spiritual fathers and mothers, that we have a work to do in our local areas and in our home assemblies. Let us build relationships with our children. Let us build relationships with the young people. Oh, dealing with young people, it is interesting work. You know, they'll bounce a basketball in the dorms at 12:30 at night. You may have to rouse them up in the morning. But you know, these are the children that God has given to us. And you know, we should not tire of working with them, that they would develop into being Gideons, first in private, and then that God would touch them and tell them that I have something for you to do. And that is not in the energy of them as individuals, but that the power is of God. Oh, when those vessels were broken and the light shone forth, it was to show and to demonstrate that it is the power of God that gives us the victory over sin, death, hell, our personal circumstances. It is Him alone that gives us the victory. To the young people that we've spent a week with, we tell you that we love you. We have encouraged you that if you know the Lord as Savior, to move on in your faith, to identify in the Lord's death and baptism by water. That we ask you, why is it that you've been saved for so many years, you've been baptized, And yet there is not the response from your heart to remember the one who gave himself for you. And we're praying, dear older ones, that having sat under the Word of God for more than a week, that when they return home, that you're going to see a difference. You know, it was said of the disciples that, number one, they were glad when they saw the Lord. But the community, the scriptures remind us that the community could tell that they had been with Jesus. And so, as I said, I only want to keep you for these 10 minutes. And we recognize that the day in which we live, we ended with this in chapter 8, that we pursue faintly. The strength is not in of ourselves. And we are only going to have victory if that victory is in Jesus. We thank God that the power is not of us, but that it is of the one who spoke and the worlds were formed. The one who went to Calvary, and he was the only one that was competent or had the ability to stand in our place. And that one poured out his blood. That one met the foe. That one went into death. And that one, the Lord Jesus, has come forth victoriously. And now he's at the right hand, young man, young lady, teenagers, and all of us that are older. And he knows your circumstance and mine. And he says, as the great high priest, I know exactly what you're going through. He says, I passed through it as a man, yet sin apart. And so as our great high priest, he is able to help us in time of need. And so we commit you, young people, to him and to the God of our grace, that he would keep you, that he would shape in your lives, that you would bow under the authority of his word, that you would purpose in your heart, like Daniel, not to defile yourself with the king's meat, but that you would be young people that would have a desire to emulate the Lord Jesus, to be an example, to support one another, to find yourself in the assembly when it's called together, at the prayer meeting, at the reading meeting, at the breaking of bread, at the gospel meeting. And I guarantee you that if you find yourself in the presence of the Lord, that if he leaves us here and we're here together next year, that you will have discovered that you've grown in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. And let us just pray together that the Lord will be with us as we leave Eastern Bible Conference 2017.